This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Alrighty, Paul Hamilton joins us on the Wester Hotline. It's been a minute, Paul. I appreciate you joining me here today. A lot going on in the NHL and, of course, tonight as well. So good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How much have you been dialed in on the Rochester Americans? Have you been going over there? Did you go to any games? I don't know, and I apologize for not knowing. I know you've been following it along, but have you watched them from afar? Have you gone over there? What have you done?
Yeah, unfortunately for game one, well, not unfortunately, but I was doing a Bison's game during game one. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch a hockey game, but fortunately I was doing that. But game two I was at, did see them for game two, and then game three was in Syracuse. So yeah, definitely been paying attention, did see them in game two.
Devin Levi, he's playing spectacular hockey right now. Just kind of what do you make of his season and assess kind of where he is?
Yeah, it's he's done something with the Amerks only two other goaltenders have done in their existence, and that's back-to-back playoff shutouts. Bobby Perreault was the first one to do it in 1957, and then Mika Noronen did it twice in 2000. So only two other goaltenders have done that. And it's interesting that they scored the first two goals of the series. And never scored again. Levi shut him down after that. Rochester scored the next 11 goals. And, here they are, on to the next round. So, Sal, you look at he's played in two different playoffs for them. Eight playoff games, and he's given up 17 goals in those eight games, which is a 1.93 goals against and a 9.41 save percentage. So it's he's been very, very good for them. And in 68 regular season games in two seasons, he's 41-19-8 with a 2.28 and a 9.22 save percentage and an all-star appearance. So he's done, finally they've done the right things as far as, getting him down to Rochester, getting him the games and the starts that he needs. And I think it's paid dividends for them, and he's done very well for him. He's not the only reason they advanced in three games over Syracuse. Of course, he's the big reason with back-to-back shutouts, but his team in front of him plays very well. In game two, he had 35 saves. Talking to him afterwards, he said he could see everything, and you watch him in the crease. He's very much under control, very confident, very out on his angles. He'll fight for the ice when he has to. It was really nothing of, he had to dive across the net and make some great save or anything like that. He's just very much under control now in what he does.
All right, so let's talk about the future then, because obviously you can't project that he'll be playing like that in the NHL, but the strides he's made at his age, is he ready for a regular role on the Buffalo Sabres next year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty getting to the point of now or never, but I think with this proper development, I think he has a pretty good chance of letting what we've seen in the AHL carry over into the NHL. And, you know, he started off as maybe the best goaltender that ever played in college hockey, and now he's been an all-star in the American Hockey League, and he's on a playoff run now with the Americans. And last year they lost a five-game series to Syracuse, but it certainly wasn't his fault. He played very, very well in that series along the way for the Amerks, gave them every chance to be able to win that series. So, you know, the resume would say yes, you know, that he should be able to translate it to the NHL and, play well for the Sabres. It just hasn't gone well for him before, but he hasn't had this development till now either. So I think that's big for him.
Paul Hamilton here on the West Herr Hotline. Amerks, they are the first team through to the second round of the AHL playoffs. And, of course, the Sabres are getting ready for their offseason, which, Paul, we have not heard any news yet about anything. There was a report last week, Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts, saying he believes there will be some changes, small or big, in the front office or coaching staff. But that kind of happens every year, Paul, to be quite honest with you. There are always some sort of changes in a front office or a coaching staff. But is there any particular reason why you think we've heard nothing yet? And do you still think any news could come down on the Sabres as far as their organizational structure?
I think the only news you would hear from them is if Kevin Adams got fired. I don't think they're going to say that he's staying. I mean, he's been staying every offseason for the last 5 years, and they haven't made an announcement, you know, that he's doing that. So if they have decided he's staying, I don't think they would make an announcement that that's happening. I don't even know, and I just don't know if they necessarily would even make an announcement about, you know, the hockey department or something like that, if they're making some changes. I think where the announcement would come is if they hired somebody. And they'd say, all right, we've hired so-and-so to be a scout, or we've hired so-and-so to be this, or we've hired so-and-so to be that. And the same thing might be the assistant coaches, too, if one of them are not coming back. I don't know if they necessarily would announce that. I think it would be more of an announcement that Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams have hired so-and-so to be a coach. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. But as far as Adams goes, if he's staying, I just don't think they would make an announcement that he's staying.
Right. And at what point is it the point of, okay, well, we can assume that's the case, and we don't hear anything, I guess, right? Like, how far do we go? I guess you could look back historically. I don't remember exactly when some of the dates were that coaches or GMs were fired. But at what point do we say, okay, he's obviously staying because we haven't heard anything yet?
Well, the Bottrell was, remember, Kim said he was staying. And then within about a month, right before the draft, he was gone.
That's right.
And then Adams was hired right before the draft came about. So with Terry Pegula, you just never know. And I think one of the things, too, as far as, well, when did the meeting take place? Well, right away after the Sabres cleaned out their lockers, it was draft week for the Bills. And you know Terry Pegula likes to sit in on those meetings and be there for all that. So I wouldn't say definitely, but I would doubt it. He talked to Adams before the NFL draft. Now he could have done it. The draft ended on Saturday. He could have done it before he left on Sunday. I can tell you that was game two of the playoffs, and I did not see Lindy Ruff or Kevin Adams at that game where they normally would sit, and there's not too many other places they can sit there. So, I don't believe they were at that game. I know they weren't where they normally would be, where some of the other people like Seth Appert was there and others. So it's possible they could have had the meeting that Sunday before Terry Pegula went back to Florida. He does like to have the meeting in Florida. So, yeah, it would have been more convenient to do it before he left. But he might have said, we'll see you next week, you know, when you come down. And, you know, then they do it down there. So, but I would tend to doubt they did it before the NFL draft.
Paul Hamilton here on the Western Hotline. Tonight is the NHL draft lottery. All right, break it down, Paul. The Sabres are in, what, seven right now, right? Unless I look, they have the seventh best odds. Is that what it is tonight?
Yeah, their odds right now are 6.5%. So they're in between the Seattle Kraken seven. And the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, that is seven. And so they can go up. I think you're allowed to go up to number one from where they are. But like you said, 6.5%. It's not anything. It's not nothing. But they can go up to number one there. But right now, sitting at the seventh spot. All right, so this thing's going to happen tonight. And what I just read was they're actually going to have the actual drawing live this time, Paul. Like, we've never seen that before. We only have the results given to us live.
Yeah, well, they've always given it to us. You can always watch it on after it's over. You know, they show you the actual, what they're going to show you tonight live. Of course, there's always these conspiracy theorists out there. I mean, there's really no way they could have, you know, angled this towards teams and everything else. And at least in this town, because it was always fixed in this town until the Sabres won it twice, and now people have kind of stopped. It's like, well, okay, if it's fixed, that means they fixed it for the Sabres. Because they got Dahlin and they got power, and so maybe we can stop that noise. It's a little bit interesting. I watch that tape a lot, and it's interesting how they, you know, sequester people in there. You cannot bring your phone in there, so you have no communication with the outside world. Each team that's involved can have somebody in there. It can be the GM. It can be anybody you want. But nobody can have a phone in that room. And they lock the door, and you are in there until it's over. And so it's an interesting process.
All right, Paul. So if the Sabres do wind up with the seventh pick or somewhere near there, I mean, they could obviously go up or down one. We talked about this before. Are you still in the mode of they should look to trade that pick? They don't need more younger players. I know you and I were both firmly in this camp recently. Are you still? Yeah. I know I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'd be looking to trade that pick for the right player. I know Adam said he was trying to trade it last year, and it just didn't work out. You know, there were guys that he was trying to get. He said in both cases, neither one were traded, although one of them was traded later in the year and just finished up a playoff series with Colorado. But, I think definitely, and I think Adams would be up for trading it too, to find that right partner for Owen Power. Or, you know, find that top six forward. I as much as I like Zach Benson and I like the way he plays, you got to produce. And he may start producing as he gets older and gets stronger, but it has to be more than just what he puts in there when you're playing on the top line or you're playing in the top six. And right now I just don't think he's a top six player for this team, and I think they'd be much better off finding a good veteran to mix into that top six.
Paul, give us a timeline here on how they have to do things. RFAs, restricted free agents. How does all this look? How does all this work with a few really notable RFAs, obviously? J.J. Paterka, Devin Levi. You have several of them on the big club and even in Rochester. What are we looking at over the next several weeks leading into the draft? How does all this work?
Yeah, for restricted free agents, you just have to get your qualifying offer to them to retain them. Otherwise, they become unrestricted free agents. And I think I think all of their restricted guys would wind up with qualifying offers. So, and then, you know, then it's the unrestricted guys, which is July 1st. And they can start negotiating with somebody like Alex Tuch on July 1st because he has 1 year remaining on his contract. Once the next hockey year starts, which is July 1st. Now you've jumped into that year and you now are free to negotiate with him. Kevin Adams said that is a priority for them to try to get something done with him before his contract expires. So even if they sign something with him like in the middle of July, that contract does not kick in next year. It kicks in the year after. So he would be 30 years old when that contract would kick in. So that's where I think they're looking as far as the unrestricted guys. They already got the other two signed that they would want to sign. That's Zucker and Greenway. You know, unrestricted starts then. The draft is not somewhere we're all going to go somewhere. It's now NFL style. We'll cover the draft here in Buffalo because that's where the Kevin Adams and his staff will be, and everybody else's staff will be home. Vegas was the last one where we all go to one place and have the draft there. So that will be at the end of June. And that's, you know, what they've got going.
It's always bizarre to me in the NHL how a lot of this works. I live in such a football contract world, as you know, Paul. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's so weird to me that, A, you have the exact same number on the salary cap regardless, depending on, you know, in the NFL, it's if you get a bonus and they spread it out and you can have this cap and then that cap the next year. In the NHL, it's all one uniform number, which does make it easier for math, obviously. And then not negotiating with your own guys until a year out, like exactly 1 year, July 12th, I guess, or July 1st, excuse me. Whereas, like, imagine that in football. I'm thinking, imagine if you couldn't give Josh Allen an extension until he had 1 year remaining on his deal. Be kind of weird for me.
Especially quarterbacks and Josh Allen. Yeah. How many times have they redone the deals?
Right.
You know, to help the salary caps and help.
That's right.
You know, and maybe the NHL doesn't want that. They don't want people maneuvering the cap like that, whereas you've got a big player and you just keep renegotiating. I mean, these are, and also in the NHL, all contracts are fully guaranteed. So that's another thing where, you know, once you sign the deal, there's no. It's a 7-year deal. There's no redoing it to be more club friendly or to help a player. Or a player says, "Well, I want more money," or whatever. You're stuck with it. I mean, look at what the Sabres have gotten Alex Tuch for in the last couple of years because there's no renegotiation. So, you know, he has had to play a very, very, very team friendly contract ever since he arrived from Vegas and is. Outscored that contract almost. I mean, he's only $4.75 million, and you know the Sabres have had him now for what, 3 or 4 years at that number, with the production you're getting from him. I mean that's crazy. But there's no renegotiation. He signed it. Hmm. He signed a 7-year, $33.25 million contract with Vegas in 2019. So he has to live with it, and he has lived with it. He hadn't said a word about it. So. Now's his time to cash in, starting on July 1st.
Paul, did you watch Game 7, all of it last night?
Oh, yeah.
Did you wake up to the score today like I did?
Yep. Well, I did. Funny, I watched it all, and then I did fall asleep during the second overtime. I woke up about midway through. It was like when we went to intermission, I fell asleep, and then all of a sudden I woke up. I go, oh, good, they haven't scored yet. It's 10 minutes into the second overtime. So, yeah, it was great hockey, both of them. It's a shame that Dallas and Colorado had to play in the first round. But, you know, Winnipeg and St. Louis is a first-round series that is a right. That was right. It was number one against number 14. Just St. Louis played really, really well.
Did Connor Hellebuck just play really, really poorly?
I think they helped Connor Hellebuck play poorly, too. I feel that Connor Hellebuck, I think Winnipeg has to figure out a way to stop playing him so much in the regular season. They can't be rolling him up to 65 games. I had a conversation with Martin Barone, and I keep saying on the air, I don't want to say what he said on the air. He's free to do that if he'd like. What I will say is he disagrees with me on that. So he is another way. I'm sure he probably will say that on his show, but I just don't want to say something that he and I were saying privately on the air and then have him say, well, wait a minute, I was talking to you privately. I didn't want you to say that, you know, type of a thing. So all I say is, you know, as a goaltender in the NHL, he does disagree with me when I say that I just think Hellebuck's dead every year because they play him too much.
What do you think about the next round, especially Toronto, Florida? What a fascinating matchup from many angles, obviously.
Yeah, I would think Florida would dominate that. Toronto, I mean, all of a sudden got in a jackpot with Ottawa, but they were able to get through it in six games. They were, I think, a little bit nervous through that. But Florida, they know how to do this now. You know, they got to the finals, weren't successful, got to the finals, were successful. Same way Tampa Bay did it. Tampa Bay got swept by Columbus in a year they were supposed to win the cup. They made a few changes to their lineup knowing, well, we got the talent, we have to do a few other things, and they win two in a row. You know, and I think Florida is, you know, same thing. They went through the regular season. They were number 11 in the league. They don't care. They don't care if they're number 1 or number 5 or number 11. The regular season, just get there. It's almost like for teams like that, the regular season is preseason. Just make sure you're in. It doesn't really matter where. And then they know how to play when it starts the playoffs. I mean, they beat Tampa Bay in five. Great. I mean, I thought they'd win the series, but I didn't think they'd do it in five. Tampa Bay was primed in that series to win game four to tie that series. And it was like late in the third period. And then all Florida, bang, bang, bang. And next thing you know, they're up 3-1 and they win it in five. So I think Toronto's going to have their hands full. It wouldn't shock me if Florida took that in five or six games.
Who do you like between the Caps and Hurricanes?
I think the Caps. The Caps had a little bit of trouble with Montreal, but then got through it. Carolina really didn't have too much trouble with New Jersey. Now, those are two series when I say I don't like the first round series being like Colorado and Dallas, but those two series were pretty much right too. Number 2 played 17, Montreal and Washington, and number 10 played 16, Carolina and Jersey. And Carolina and Washington got through, I would say, fairly easily. I would probably say I would go with the Caps in that. Carolina just does not seem to get playoff goaltending when they need it. And the Caps are a pretty strong team. And if Carolina has trouble in the net, they're just not going to beat Washington. And Washington really has played well all season. They played well in the first round. And I think it'll be an interesting series. I mean, I think it probably go six or seven, but I would think Washington would prevail in that.
And then let's go west real quick. We have the Vegas Golden Knights against the Edmonton Oilers. Should be fun.
Yeah, that should be fun. I think it's a 7-game series. Honestly, I think that'll go the distance. Even though it's 3-9, I think it's too close to call. It's a good chance to become a good 7-game series between those two teams. Vegas had some, Minnesota really, I think, played Vegas well, and then Vegas won the last couple of games and got out of it. And the Edmonton Oilers just have the Los Angeles Kings number. It's as simple as that. I mean, the Kings are a good team, and it was a good series. But in the end, Edmonton always beats Los Angeles and eliminates them. And so we'll see where it goes from there. I suppose if you press me, I would think Vegas would get through there, but I think it'll be a good series.
Finally, Paul, the Jets coming off their Game 7 win against the Stars, coming off their Game 7 win. How about the matchup between those two teams out west?
Well, Hellebuck pulled his socks up after giving up two goals in Game 7 and got them through and to win, and played more like he's capable of playing. But I don't know if that exercised all his demons. So I think Dallas, I would definitely pick Dallas in this series because of that. Jake Ottinger wasn't as good as I would like him to be against Colorado. I think he can be better, but he certainly wasn't as bad as Hellebuck was against St. Louis throughout the whole series. But maybe Hellebuck will build on what he did after St. Louis scored the first two goals of that game. And, he pulled it together and played pretty well, looked more like himself throughout the game. So maybe he can build on that. And if he's himself, Dallas could be definitely in trouble because, I mean, this guy's up for the Hart Trophy, for the league MVP, so and deservedly so. So if he gets it back and becomes himself again, Dallas is in big trouble.
Panthers at Leafs tonight, 8 p.m. That's our first game in the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And, Paul, I think during one of the intermissions, when are they doing the draft lottery? Do you know?
I didn't
see this. First or seven? Oh, before the game then, before the game.
Yeah, it's
okay,
scheduled
not
for 7
during
o'clock.
The intermission. Okay, gotcha.
Last
Thank
year
you
they did it during intermission. Now, I'm going by what they're saying. Now, maybe they're trying to put people to the game.
Right.
What did they do one year? They might have done a little bit of it and then finished it in the intermission. I seem to remember something like that. So maybe they're trying to just get the people at the game and then do it in the intermission, because you're right, they have done it in the intermission before. But right now, according to their release, it's at 7 o'clock.
Okay, well, there you go. And then the game at 8 p.m. tonight. Paul Hamilton at PHAM1717. All right, listen. I mean, I'm not planning on having you tomorrow, but if the Sabres get the number one pick, you're coming back on tomorrow, pal. I just want you to know that, all right? Have a great rest of your day, buddy.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there. And, of course, as always, you know what I didn't do? I didn't do Paul's read. Hold on. We got this year. I got to tell you who Paul is brought to you by, because whenever he comes on the radio, he is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. By the way, they were a good part of the softball game yesterday at Salem Field. Really great to have them out there. I saw Lou and his crew out there, and they help you bring Paul Hamilton as well, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, we'll take a timeout. You know, I think, Josh, I'm pretty sure we still have one Bills draft pick remaining that we did not play his Zoom call with the media. We have rookie minicamp coming up next week, so maybe we should do that when we come back. Chase Lunt was drafted by the Buffalo Bills last week, and we didn't do that with him, so we'll replay that for you when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Chase Lunt with the Bills media.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card for just one low price of $129. Unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Bills have rookie minicamp this coming weekend. On Friday, we will have media with the Bills rookies. We already had a little bit of that with some Zoom calls. The one we have not shared with you yet since the draft is 6th round pick Chase Lunt, a offensive lineman, big athletic offensive lineman out of UConn.
Hey, Chase, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is your video working?
Yeah, you want me to turn it on?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Awesome.
Perfect. Congratulations. We're going to start off Catherine Fitzgerald.
Hey, Chase. Catherine from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure. Just what was getting the call like? What has this weekend been like? And just kind of, you know, that moment you finally found out.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been quite crazy of a day. I mean, I fielded in a couple like prank calls before it. So I was kind of like up and down a little bit. I didn't know like if anything was real or not. So I was just, whenever I got this call, it kind of made me feel a little bit more calmed down and everything. And it was just nice to see that the Buffalo Bills were really interested in me and everything. So I'm really looking forward to getting to work with them and thank them for everything, for giving me an opportunity. So it's going to be great. But yeah, I can't wait. So it's going to be awesome.
Okay, first of all, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's terrible. But I'm glad that you finally got the call to make everything happen. And it'll be very exciting. How would you describe yourself as a player?
No doubt. I think I bring a lot to the table when it comes to my explosiveness and tenacity. I mean, I've been able to dominate players in my first step off the ball. I think I'm a really good run blocker, especially the team that I was in at UConn. So I had a lot of great mentors along the way. I know Ryan Vandermark's a Buffalo Bill as well. So getting the opportunity to play with him, I can't wait for that. But yeah, I'd say I bring to the table in terms of that. And then also I think just my work ethic is something that's been driving me each and every single day. I've been able to formulate relationships with a bunch of guys on the team and kind of bring them closer to one another and be a good team player at the end of the day. So I think I bring a lot of good characteristics in this organization and I can't wait to be a part of it. So.
And then what excites you about the Bills and just kind of like the scheme they run and everything?
Really just how explosive the offense is. I mean, you look at guys like Josh Allen and then Ty Johnson, just an example of guys who can go out there and make plays on a daily basis. I know that for a fact. And you look at the offensive line room, they have so many great offensive linemen there. So just being able to be around those guys and kind of form a relationship with them as I come in there, I mean, it's going to be so fun and I can't wait to get started.
Congrats. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Chase, congratulations. Elena Getzenberg from ESPN. Just curious, what were your conversations like with the Bills leading up to today, this weekend, and did you know they were interested?
I knew that they were interested, but I didn't know to what extent. I would say I had two conversations with them. I had one with them at the Combine, and then I did a Zoom with their assistant O-line coach, the guy I met both. But I want to say both of the meetings went really well. Just like diving into the playbook and everything and to understand things and getting to know each other on a personal level as well. So that was really forever thankful for giving me that opportunity. It started when I get to Buffalo. So
definitely. And obviously you're going to be playing alongside Josh Allen as well. Just any thoughts on getting to play with the MVP from this past season and protecting him?
No doubt. It's surreal, man. Josh, he's just one of those guys that you love to be around at the end of the day. So to get the opportunity to meet him and to get to block for him at the end of the day is going to be so much fun. I really can't wait to get to know him and really know all the guys on the team because, like I said earlier, I'm a big team player and I want to get to know each and every single individual as much as I can. So it's going to be great. Can't wait to get there and can't wait to get started.
Definitely. And I know you started at right tackle your entire career. Just are you comfortable at any other spots or like what's your experience like playing at other spots on the line?
Absolutely. I think for me, I feel like I'm a lot more versatile now. I mean, yeah, I played 4 years of right tackle at UConn, but when I was training, I was working both left and right side. So, and I heard some teams wanted me as guard as well. I'm not sure if that's the case here, but if that's the case, then I'm willing to make the adjustment. And I know I need to do anything I can to make sure that I put our team in the best position to succeed, because at the end of the day, I'm a team player and that's how I operate. So.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Chase, Mookie Honk is Buffalo Sports 1080. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So just tell me what it's like to be getting drafted by a playoff contender team.
Man, Dude, I can't wait, man. I mean, I know like that means that they're gonna demand a lot more out of us in terms of like making sure that like we're up to speed on everything, but I'm willing to make that adjustment. I mean, coming from the college program that I just came from, I knew that Coach Morrow was trying to do everything he could to put us in the best positions to succeed each and every single day. And I know Coach McDermott's gonna do the same. So I'm just gonna go in with my head down, make sure that I'm sharpening my sword each and every single opportunity I get, because I know the standard that it is to be on this team, and like we want to win Super Bowls, obviously. So we got to do everything we can to make sure that's the case. Whether it's our preparation, getting in the weight room, film room, on the practice field, and even when you get out there on Sundays. So just making sure you're doing everything you can to maximize yourself whenever you get out there on the field. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely, you're getting coached by a guy with NFL pedigree and Coach Moore. So what are some of the things that he has prepared you for the NFL?
Absolutely. I would say this. I mean, I stayed at his house the last month and just picked his brain as much as I could, because he was probably the best resource I could get from any guy who's even been in the NFL that I know of. And so just spending evenings on the couch with him, talking ball, like getting ready for this very moment where we're at now. I think it's going to help me so much when I get to the NFL, because he taught me so much about life lessons, both in football and outside of football. He taught me more situational football than any coach has ever taught me in my entire life. So being able to understand that and whenever those situations present themselves. So I know when I go out there, I'll be able to execute at a high level. And at the same time, he also made sure that like we stay composed in high pressure situations. So just being able to incorporate all those things whenever I get to Buffalo, and making sure that like whenever I get my opportunity, I know I'm gonna do everything I can to make it really good. So yeah.
Absolutely, my guy. Hey, congrats and welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hi, Chase. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. So I got to ask, can you take me back? What happened earlier today? You got prank phone calls like from people pretending to be teams?
Yeah, pretending to be. Probably got 4 or 5 of them. So there are a lot of oohs and ahs throughout the course of the morning. But I was able to kind of push them aside after a while and just kind of stay level-headed through it all. And I knew that my name was going to get called at some points. So just being patient through it all, I think, is what I had to do. But no. So, yeah, but I'll be all right, man. I mean, I'm glad Buffalo gave me this opportunity, because now I can prove a lot of these other teams wrong and know that I'm on a really good team in a really good situation with a great group of guys. And I can't wait to get to work with all those guys. And I can't wait to really hit the ground running here in whenever it is, a week or two. So,
well, I also want to say sorry that happened to you. It's terrible. When Brandon did call, what was that like to just go through that moment, knowing all of that earlier stuff, is just kind of pushed to the side?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those moments that you dream of your entire life, you know, just being drafted in the NFL. I mean, I'm the first person in my family to ever be on a professional sports team or get drafted to a professional sports team, besides my cousin. I think he got drafted to an affiliate for the Yankees in baseball. But it's one of those things that like you don't take for granted at all. I mean, you soak in each and every single moment of it, and just being able to, you know, just soak that moment in and to live through that moment and be there with your family. I think that's just a super surreal moment. I mean, you don't get moments like that happen all the time. So for that to happen the way it did, I'm kind of glad it did, because like now it gives me a chip on my shoulder, and I know that the team I'm coming to work with is going to do everything they can to prepare me and make me the best player I can be. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to get to work with this organization, and I can't wait to see what's in store.
And I heard you mention Ryan Vandermark. Did you guys have any crossover? Did you play together at all?
Yeah. So Vandy and I played for a year together at Connecticut. I had known him for 3 years, but I had redshirted. COVID happened, and then it was my first year playing, and my first year playing was his last year playing, and he was the left tackle and I was the right tackle. So we had some crossover there. But he's a really good dude, man. He's such a team player, and I can't wait to get to see him again and get to work with him again. It's going to be so much fun. So
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Awesome stuff. Congrats, Chase.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Chase Lunt, new Buffalo Bills offensive lineman. He and the rest of the rookies will report to rookie minicamp on Friday. We'll hear from them. The media will be down there. And then, of course, they'll be around this weekend for the rest of rookie minicamp. We'll have all your coverage at WGR550.com. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, wrap up your Monday in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Get her the ultimate pass to relaxation, renewal, and pure self-care bliss for Mother's Day with our Odyssey Self-Care Passport. Enjoy 13 incredible experiences at select spas, gyms, and wellness centers valued at over $1,400. Over 70% savings at $375. It's all it costs. Go to getmyperks.com. Visit getmyperks.com to get yours while supplies last. Check it all out, folks. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Also, join us for a par for a purpose on May 19th and play in a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now. Courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber and Commerce and Labatt. I'm going to be there. Jeremy, I think, is playing. We're in this team. It's going to be fun. Ellicottville, two Mondays from today, the 19th, at the Black Diamond Golf Course. Going to be awesome to take part in that. All right, so we got rookie mini camp for the Bills coming up. I sparked a bit of an interesting discussion, I guess, here with my tweet a little bit earlier. I said, and I'm going to read this to you. This is something that we can talk more about this week. Something I see a lot of regarding the Bills roster is a notion that Brandon Codrington and Laviska Shenault are competing for the same roster spot. They are not. Codrington was a fourth in the NFL in return yards last year as a punt returner. That's what he does. He's a punt returner who can return kicks, obviously. It's part of what he does. But he's a main punt returner. Laviska Shenault has never returned punts, folks. He's never done it. He is a good kick returner. He's got good numbers. With the new rules, the Bills are almost certainly going to keep two. They're going to use two kick returners, I should say. So both can make the team. Now, that said, I'm not telling you both. There's going to be room for two guys who kind of do a little bit more of the specialist stuff. That could very well be true, but they're not competing one-on-one against, like, who's the punt returner or who's the kick returner. To me, it comes down to, really, to me, it's can Laviska Shenault maybe do enough at wide receiver to actually crack the roster because they want to use him on kicks? Because I think Codrington's kind of like a lock right now. I mean, maybe a lock's too strong. I think Codrington's on the 53 if I do this now. Now, maybe Daquan Hardy can beat him out, and he does more at corner, so you know what? We can play him there. Maybe Elijah Moore could be that guy. Punt return, he can do, but he hasn't really returned a lot of punts. I don't think that's the guy they're going to put there. To me, Codrington's on the team, and yes, I know he's a healthy scratch last year late in the season, playoffs, but that was more for after the injury. I think they felt comfortable working Khalil Shakir there to make sure that the decision-making, veteran hands, decision-making, everything. But anyway, I just think that there's a lot of, I've seen this a lot, Codrington versus Shenault. I don't think it's that. Now, again, you could definitely make the argument, and I could understand and see it, and I think it's legitimate to say, at the end of the day, do we really have room with all the other things we need to keep a guy who's just going to return kicks and a guy who's just going to return punts? That might not be very fortuitous for the Bills. I get all that. I'm just telling you they're not competing exactly for the same spot, and you shouldn't rule out them both making it or them both not making it, actually, to be quite honest with you. So that's where I see all that. I tweeted that out. You can find that at Sal Sports. You can respond as well. Good discussion. We could talk more about that later this week. In the meantime, Sabres Live is up next. I'm sure you're going to talk a lot about the NHL draft lottery tonight and that incredible Game 7 last night between the Jets and the Blues. One Bills Live starts at 1 p.m. and then it's Shope with the Bulldog at 3. I will join Mike Shope today at 5 p.m. So be tuning and keep it tuned right here all week long. WGR.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.